The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, on this 10th day of April, Monday, 2023, this is the voice of the Christian resistance, and tonight we have as our producer none other than the courageous one, Courageous Craig.
Good evening.
Way out yonder in Missouri, that backroads preacher, the infamous Parson Joe Larson.
Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, his child and forever I am, and proud of it.
All right, here.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. The old timer. The old timer. You've been with me how many years now, Joe?
I can't remember. I'm getting senile.
Yeah, I remember the first time I met you. You come riding down that road on that mule. Oh, that's we won't go back that far. So no. Alrighty, here that you hear that cackling. Always get a lot of cackling, but very few eggs. Who do we have? That's none other than Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
She's been waiting all day to do that. Okay. We have a special guest in the studio tonight. Do you remember when John Wayne was called Singing Sandy the Cowboy? Well, he's not here, but we have Ted Pierce, okay?
Hello, y'all.
And he's a singing preacher. And tonight we're going to do something different. He's actually going to sing our scripture tonight. And so Ted is going to be singing from the 23rd Psalm.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over, and surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Only He restoreth my soul.
All right. Thank you, Ted. There you go.
That was beautiful.
Yes.
Sounds like a country boy to me. I may be wrong, but
well, I am Texas.
He's from Texas.
Rock, Texas. All right. We'll count that as country.
all right. Very good. Now, you notice, who do you think this the 23rd Psalm was talking about? You kind of get a hint, Joe. If you go to verse 1, there's one reference to the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. If you go to verse 2, there's two references. If you go to verse 3, there's three references to the Lord. Okay. You go to verse 4, there's two references, and one in verse if you go to verse 4, there's three references. Verse 5, there's two references. And verse 6, there's one reference. So,
talking about the Lord.
Yeah, every verse, they made it pretty clear who they're talking about, huh?
Exactly.
And so, he's also, when he tells you there in verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, my rod and my staff, they comfort me. Are we going to be, in fact, is the church in most places of the world right now today in that valley? Because we're there in that valley of the shadow of death. The anti-Christian movement is upon us today. And right here in America, it's growing stronger. And what he's telling you is that this valley is you're going to go to is a place where death is threatening. Threatening death is threatening. And
well, if you look around this world, it's on all sides. I mean, Iran is working on a nuclear weapon. The Middle East, Israel is getting rocket attacks from Lebanon. The Chinese have been encircling Taiwan with aircraft carriers and simulating a siege and battle attacks with launching, 80 strike aircraft, playing war games all around them. North Korea is threatening we talked about how BRIC,
and we're going to get into that a little later, all of that.
Gaining allies, yeah, it's all around us.
Yeah, we're going to get into a little of that. Well, how many threats have we gotten here at this radio ministry over the years? We got a fair share of them, okay. And so,
and personally, many have been delivered personally too.
Yep. And anyhow, we're going to talk to and let's find out who this Ted Pierce guy really is and what he's doing here. Okay, we know he can sing the Psalms, right? And
yep, we can sing. That's for sure.
We didn't know that King David was such a good songwriter and singer, did we?
Yeah, King David, he's my hero.
And we understand. We hear it. We know the Bible tells us he did a bit of dancing in his time, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what's amazing about it? I mean, he fought, a lot of his life. He killed, thousands and 10,000s and yet died of old age. And that's a pretty bad, that's a pretty bad guy, man. I don't know if I want to jack with David, you know what I mean?
Well, he was the kind of guy that really inspired his men. His men really loved him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. In Israel, the leader of an army is the first person in. It's not that way in most armies, but in Israel, the leader is the point man. So, yep.
Oh, do you remember the war with Egypt? Moshe Dayan, the general, the one-eyed general, mm-hmm. He got in a tank and he took off and he got on the radio and said, "Follow me." Yeah. And the whole Israeli army tried to catch him and overtake him so that he wouldn't be the first in combat. And that's the way he started that.
Yeah, and that's how Israel has fought since ancient times, And everything we're seeing today, Jesus told us it was going to happen. And he says, rejoice when you see it happen because our redemption is drawing nigh. So, it's a crazy world out there, but I got saved in 1990 because I read about what it said was coming. I went, wow, this sounds like the world today. So,
well, yeah, I mean, when we take a look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, it couldn't be clearer. I mean, you know, and the interesting thing, it starts out by saying, in the last days, you know, it's very clear there dispensationally. The others will say in end times or later times, but this made it very clear. And then once in Peter, it refers to the same thing, the last days. And then all of the things that it showed you about the last days, that's exactly what we're seeing today. I mean, perfectly. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, when they, and then they asked, of course, what's the sign of your coming, which is the last days, right?
Yeah.
And he told them, wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes. Gee, that sounds like, you know, the world always. But then he said, when you know, when you see them, the birth pangs, he's talking about they start increasing in frequency. And sorry about hitting that mic.
Yeah, well, he referred to this as the times of sorrow and the evil day. But if in Daniel chapter 12.
Beginning of sorrows.
Yeah, we're seeing, sorrows, yeah, you're not kidding. Yeah. We're seeing the sorrows, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
But we're also seeing in Daniel 12, 3 and 4, he talks about seal up the book until the end times. And we're seeing the book now being opened, and we're seeing all of the stuff coming out that was written in that book. And so these definitely the days we're living in. You were over in on January 6, 21. You were there, weren't you?
Yeah. I homeschool my kids, and my youngest was pretty much at the end of his schooling. But then, you know, I mean, to me, it seems pretty obvious that something fishy was going on, right?
Oh,
you don't have to be able to count the Chads to know that something fishy was going on. So anyways, I was, I went to a Tea Party, rally one time in DC and I noticed that the day after it, what was written in the newspaper was completely different than what actually happened.
Yeah.
So I told my son, I want you to see what a false flag is. And we drove to D.C. because I wanted him to see. And I told him, what you're going to see here today is going to be different than what you're going to hear on the news tomorrow.
Completely, yeah.
And they didn't let us down. Not at all. So I actually stood in the middle of that crowd with a virtual reality camera. It's a camera that shoots in every direction. And I filmed it. So you can stand there anytime you want to. If you have a virtual reality headset, you can get it at my website. It's free, and you could stand there at January 6th and look around and see that everybody's just taking selfies.
Tell us about some of this. Tell us about Miss Babbitt. Tell us about, because I watched him kill her, murder. She was murdered, okay?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that all the violence, almost all the violence you see from January 6th happened in that one room. And in that one room, there were at least three FBI agents and the leader of Antifa, Utah. And then there were a bunch of people dressed up as cops, right? Well, Epic News actually did a documentary, and they documented very well that Ashley Babbitt was in there trying to stop that guy from breaking through the glass.
Yeah, somebody got that on film, and I saw that.
Yeah, okay. So she was trying to stop him. She was military police when she was in the military.
Yeah.
So she's yelling at those cops in that room, why aren't you guys helping me? Why aren't you stopping these people? Because they weren't, right?
Right.
And the interesting thing to me, I saw in the Epic documentary, from in that room as they're taking a picture of Ashley Babbitt, you know, between the guy, you can see everybody in that room is trying to bust through that glass. The two cops on the other side only have their guns aimed on one person.
The woman who was trying to stop it, yeah.
The woman, mm-hmm. Yeah. Ashley Babbitt. Everyone in that room is trying to break through, but the cops only have their guns aimed on that one person. And she's all the way to the left side, so it's a pretty extreme angle. So it's no doubt that that's where they're aiming. And that just seems a little fishy, doesn't it?
Well, he was a dirty cop, and we're not going to rest until he ends up being in that same prison where they locked up the Patriots. In fact, we need that entire what they call a select committee, needs to be locked up in that same prison.
I don't know how many people would know how Hitler came to power, but he was actually elected with only 31% of the vote. And when they got to the Reichstag, which is their capital in Germany, they lit it on fire, and then they used that for an excuse to murder and kill all their political opposition. And that's exactly what happened at the Capitol. They set a trap for an event,
yeah,
so they could prosecute their political opposition. That's all that was. That's all it is. It's a big, the Democrats have become the party of the hoax. You know, I keep asking my Democrat friends, how many hoaxes does it take before you stop believing what they're telling you? How many hoaxes? Because everything they've been saying since at least 2016 has been a hoax. You know, the Russian hoax, the vax hoax, everything is a hoax. How many times have they tried to start a race war with hoaxes? You know, Jesse Smollett. I've lost count how many times we had to put up with hoaxes from the left trying to start race wars.
Well, you know, again, that is the Antichrist party today. And here, Mike Pence really let us down. Now, I don't know if Mike Pence just didn't know any better, if he really believed that, but he had the obligation. We know the term used, misprison of treason. That term has been used throughout since the beginning of this country. And Mike was told, anyone, in fact, Joe, that term applies to you and I and all of us, that when there is treason, if you know, and this has been held up in the courts, if you know about treason, if you hear people planning treason and you're part, you understand that if you don't report that, then you become a part of it.
Treason.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
well, we've been saying there's treason going on, but we're doing the watchman on the wall part, letting it people know when we see it.
Well, Josh Hawley from your state was standing right there in front of Mike Pence, holding out, here's the evidence, here's the evidence, right here, here's the evidence. And Mike Pence had the obligation to take that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was standing in the crowd when it didn't happen. Everybody started booing outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, I think his words were that he doesn't have the right to constitutionally to change the election. It was like no one was asking him to. No one was asking him to. That's, you know, what he said, it had nothing to do with what was going on at the minute. All we were asking was, can we just make sure that the vote was above table?
Look at this evidence right here. This is your duty because before you certify it, you are supposed to be sure that you're certifying a legal election, and he refused to do that.
And,
well, they claim it's because when they were ushered out by the guards because of their safety, when they were brought back in, Pelosi declared they were under emergency order, and under emergency order, Pence's people and the lawyers said he wasn't allowed to do that. That there was a bunch of legal stuff in there. I don't know if it's kind of complicated because those things were kind of held in the house, but that's what they're using for an excuse. But it's still. All he had to do is say, we're not going to, you know, certify things till we've had time, whether we have to take all night or tomorrow and look at it. And that's what he should have done. He said, well, if we're in an emergency session, we can't do this, then we don't need to be in an emergency session. We'll wait until tomorrow and come to regular orders, what should have happened.
Well, there's 80 million people that don't believe Mike Pence.
Yeah. And
anyhow, so, I mean,
it's
just...
kind of letter of the law game. We've been through that before. There's spirit of the law and letter of the law. And everybody, the lawyers always try to find that letter of the law, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wanted to remind the folks out there listening too, Joe, that Salem has given us to June 1st, if we can raise an additional $100,000 by June 1st, they will take off $50,000. They will give us a credit of $50,000. And wow. So folks out there, we're not very far away from those six stations that we went off of putting those six stations back on. And so anyhow, I want to remind the folks out there, Joe, why don't you give them our address?
Sure. Our address is WRWL Ministries, 14781. That's 14781 Sperry Road, Sperry Road, in the city of Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. WRWL Ministry, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. You're driving down the road in your rig or your SUV, gas-guzzling SUV, and you can't write that down. Just go to WRWL.org, and you'll find it right there on the website.
I want to, again, thank all of the folks that have kept us on the air. All of these years, we have been sponsored from day one by the listeners out there so that, you know, that in times past, MoveOn.org for years have tried to find out who's, if we had any sponsors. They've been trying to get me off the air for years, but it's the people, and the people out there that are sponsoring us.
The people should know that Ernie's in here tonight with his shoulder hurting him really bad. He can't hardly. I had to put his headphones on him. He couldn't lift his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you get surprised.
Taking one for the team.
Thank you for that. You know, I never realized how many things you need two hands for, you know, until you don't have two hands. Well, I'm going to tell you, I feel like a baby when I can't dress myself.
Putting on socks.
I have to, yeah. You can't get your socks on. You can't get your shirt on, okay? It's really difficult trying to do that when you can't move the one arm to put in the sleeve.
Well, I appreciate that you put on a shirt to come in.
Yeah. I think my wife helps me gets dressed. Yeah, this is, yeah, I wouldn't want to come in here naked. That would close this place down, you know, already. But, and, you know, we had a special lady, too, Miss Andrea Manning, who just gave us a very large donation. I want to say heads up to her because this lady actually put off doing needed repairs on her house to help us stay on the air. And so with that, God bless you, Andrea. What a sweetheart.
Yes, yes.
What a blessing.
Yeah, it is.
Blessing everybody in Ohio and around the country.
That's for sure.
Yep. We're going to go to a break, and we're going to have a song. Let me see if I can find a singer here. Uh-huh. Well, I think
before you go to the break?
Yeah, we're going to go to a break, and you're the break.
All right.
Huh. Get ready.
All right.
One and a two.
You may be a good man, always doing what is right. Go to church every day of the week, prayer meetings every night. Without faith, it means nothing. It's a self-righteous sin. Jesus says that you must be born again. No one gets to heaven just by never doing wrong. And there is no reward because you sing religious songs. The day you lay your life down is the day your life begins. 'Cause Jesus says that you must be born again. Born of the Spirit of the Lord. Born of the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, let no man deceive you. We can trust the Lord, my friend. And Jesus says that you must be born again. Now Nicodemus says to Jesus, well, hey, Rabbi, I'm confused. How does a grown man go back into the womb? We know you are from God by the miracles you've done. You see that God so loved the world, he sent his son. And then Jesus said, what is born in the flesh is surely born of flesh. But when his spirit blows, now we can only guess. Those who love the darkness are afraid to leave the night. But those who love the Lord come to the light. Born of the Spirit of the Lord. Born of the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, let no man deceive you. We can't trust the Lord, my friend. Says that you must be born again. Now he gives us the power to turn from our own way, And he proved that he is Lord when he arose upon that day. And though he loves the sinner, he had to die for our sin. But because of him, we can be born again. Born of the Spirit of the Lord. Born of the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, let no man deceive you. We can trust the Lord, my friend. And Jesus says that you must be born again. Yeah, Jesus showed us how. And there's no better time than now. Jesus says that you must be born again.
Very good. And Joe, tomorrow night you'll be singing.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Give it a try. All right, very, very good.
I can't play guitar.
Oh. Well, listen, Ted.
I can't play the piano.
You can't. Well, what can you play?
Hooky.
Okay. All right, there. Where you're going to be taking touring Ohio? So, do you remember any of the places that you're going to be?
Yeah, this Saturday I'll be in Mansfield at Sar Shalom. It's a Messianic Jewish congregation, Jewish people that believe in Jesus. And then Sunday, I'm going to be at, I have it written down here somewhere, at Chapel on the Lake.
Chapel on the Lake.
145 Bridge Road, Lakeside, Marblehead, Ohio.
Oh, Marblehead, okay.
Marblehead.
Yeah.
All Chapel right, very, very good.
Thank you.
And I mean, we'll have you come out to see us before you go back. Are you going to be staying here in Ohio for a while?
I think I moved here today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I think I moved here today. Some people gave me an apartment to live in Salem, and
wow.
They said I could stay there as long as I want. So I might be here for a few months.
Well, being a part of us out here, you have to be one. You have to join a tea party, okay? And you have to carry.
Tea's for Texas. I'm already getting that party.
You got to be packing. We got to. We have to, in our county out there, we're a constitutional county, so we're ready to fight,
right.
You know? We want to take America back, don't we?
Yeah.
And so let's go out there with Joe. Now, Joe is ready to try to re-up. Joe is a war hero, but he's ready to re-up and go. Now, he wants to go to Taiwan and mix it up with the SICOMs. So tell us about what's going on over there, Joe, in Taiwan now.
Well, unfortunately, what's going on is because we have a weak president, and we call him China Joe. He's sold out to China. The Chinese Communist Party's army has been playing war games, doing drills around Taiwan. They had aircraft carriers and a strike group operating and started to encircle Taiwan. They were launching, 80, 90 fighters off of aircraft. They were launching helicopters. They were actually doing war games on Taiwan. They sent several that violated the airspace, causing the Taiwanese to throw up their air force and send planes into the air and try and, keep them out of their airspace. But what's happening is just a total mess. The Chinese are explaining to the world that they are going to take Taiwan by force. And I, for one, believe them. Pastor Ernie and I have told you over many, many years, the enemy most of the time tells you exactly what they're going to do. And the trouble is they usually do it, and everybody seems amazed when it comes out that something happens that we've been warned about. And so we see this happening. I wanted a personal thing for the radio ministry. Way back in the 90s, I was putting on open public hearings here in Missouri on the real China scandal. That's Bill Clinton selling us out to communist China. And one of the things we did in those hearings, we had several people. The head speaker on China was Major Andy Messing, a former United States Army Special Forces Green Beret. And he was warning everybody that the Chinese were taking over the Spratly Islands, and that if we didn't stop them or do something, because I think there's three or four other nations, the Philippines, Japan, a couple others that claim use of these Spratly Islands is what they were originally called. There's some other names, but they're basically the Spratlys. So we were warning, and we were laughed at. And a lot of the press was just saying, you know, science fiction, yeah, they're going to build military bases there, and they laughed. Well, today the Chinese have expanded and built up the islands. They have a submarine base with a repair station. They have an airfield capable of landing large aircraft, and they have a missile battery there, and as well as a large harbor for the fleets, Chinese fleets, to come in and out. And right in the middle of the ocean where the sea lanes cross, and we had just sent one little ship, USS Milius, a guided missile destroyer, kind of came close to one of these artificial islands, and China got pretty mad. And China claims it escorted the Milius out of the area. The United States government says that didn't happen. I don't know who's telling the truth. Our government lies. The Chinese lie. But I do know that we had been warned way back in the 90s by military experts that do not let the Chinese get build up. They are starting to spread their forces all over the world. Today we see the Chinese, Belt and Road Initiative. They're lending money. They're taking the raw earth materials, the rare elements. They're buying up coal. They're buying up mining rights all around the world. And we have sat by and watched our enemy grow in power as we grow weaker. And we keep thinking that if we just do enough trade with them, they're going to be our friends. And I look back in the Old Testament, and trade never seemed to make a lot of friends, even in the Old Testament, did it, Pastor?
No, but it's, you know, here the enemy is within the borders. The enemy is within. The Democratic Communist Party is every bit as much more the enemy of freedom than the Red Chinese.
They're selling us out, too.
We actually played those clips. Remember, we had where those Chinese generals were speaking to a huge, huge group of college students.
Right.
And they were saying, we have our people, our agents in the highest offices in the United States.
The highest offices
in the land. And he was talking about Joe Biden is bought and paid for. Joe Biden's job. And see, I'm going to keep saying it.
Adam Schiff.
Yep, his job was to keep the border open. One, to keep the fentanyl that's going to China and being processed in Mexico, to keep the fentanyl coming into our country, killing our children, keeping a good supply, too, of children for the pedophiles. I mean, the entire Democratic Party, the entire leadership is filled from one end to the other with pedophiles. And also, you know, the human trafficking, the drug problem. And we keep telling people, don't you understand, Joe, just like everything else, remember, everything else we told them. Back in 1970, when we were telling them about the public school system, we said, if you love your kids, get them out of the public schools. If you love them.
Yep.
Remember, we kept telling people. Well, now they understand what we're talking about, okay?
Yeah. Well, the reason I mentioned this China thing is China should not at this point be this terrible enemy. We should not have these terrible enemies that we do, but we do because we've been selling this country out. Liberals, the deep state, these people up there, for the love of money, you know, which is the root of all evil, the love of money, have been selling us out. China's been eating our lunch. spying on us, hacking us. They have taken over large swaths of our colleges and universities with Chinese studies. We have spies in our labs. We have in our special.
Joe Biden has brought in thousands and thousands and thousands of Chinese nationals.
Exactly. They've been brought in. And so what, going back to even Lincoln back in 1838, at what point then is the approach of danger to be expected? He said, I answer, if it ever reaches us, it must spring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we ourselves must be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. So when I see what is happening around the world, it's happening because America has, people in America have sold out the country for money, power, and because the people didn't stop it, because the people didn't get angry.
Let me tell you what Biden's doing right now, Joe.
Way to committing suicide.
Yeah, I've got an article here by Tyler Durden. They're from Zero Hedge. Biden to deploy army of social media influencers, station them in the White House. So here you go. According to Axios report, Joe Biden's campaign team is ready in an army of social media influencers and intends to station them within a briefing room at the White House. This is pure communist propaganda, okay? Biden's handlers have apparently decided that the only way he is going to win another election, he didn't win the last election, he stole the last election.
Right.
And anyone and everyone that says that's not true is a liar, and there's no truth in him, not a bit, okay? So Donald Trump is, by securing the youth vote, a task force given that he is in the, that he's the oldest president ever, and here, Deputy Chief Jeff O'Malley, Dillon said, we're trying to reach young people, but also moms who use different platforms to get information and climate activists and people whose main way of getting information is digital. So going after the brainwash TikTok. Joe, you asked me earlier, you know, what is wrong with these people? Or, you know, and Proverbs chapter 2 tells you it's called the simple-minded. It says they're the simple-minded. Yeah. And here the report furthers that in February, the White House host brought more than a dozen influencers to a State of the Union watch party and was asked by one, when are we going to get press briefings passes, prompting the administration to become actually very responsive to it. So there you go. So hear more communist propaganda. We can expect that on the horizon, huh?
But I've got to add to that. You just did the perfect setup for me. Klaus Schwab, Mr. Evil himself, he and George Soros, hires millions of information warriors to seize control of the Internet. Remember, not too many days or weeks ago, we did a story about how Klaus Schwab came out and said that whoever controls the information flow in the world will control the world in the next, you know, what was it, 10, 15 years. So the World Economic Forum has announced it has recruited hundreds of thousands of information warriors to control the Internet, policing social media and forums for misinformation and conspiracy content, which will be systematically shut down. So Biden is making sure it happens in the U.S. Klaus Schwab is making sure it happens all over the world. He said misinformation on the Internet is a infodemic that is potentially deadly, requires a cure. The definition of misinformation, according to Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, is any content on the Internet that they disagree with. Think about that. So now
we don't want to see
the internal enemies are going to be controlling what you think, see, and hear. Klaus, Biden and his Peronis, and now we've got Klaus Schwab and millions of influencers all over the world to basically seize control of the internet.
Yep, well, there you go.
Last month he said, who controls AI will control the future, and the Davos elite are wasting no time in laying the groundwork to enslave the world for the one world order which is to come, according to them.
Well, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, so we have
Amen.
To,
and
we've got to go on the offensive, too.
The point, you are going to have to be very selective out there. Tell your friend, you that listen to this program, tell your friends and neighbors what you're hearing tonight. What they're going to find now on the internet is going to be controlled, controlled, controlled across the world, world newspapers, world press, everything, all of the information age is going to be controlled, and you're going to have to go places like talk radio, like this ministry, because you, the listeners, support the ministry, pay the bills for the airtime. We can't be hacked like that. We can't be, you know, fooled, and we aren't going to be getting our information from Facebook and TikTok and Twitter and all these different places that the young people do. And it's up to all of you to warn the young people that the information they're going to be getting is controlled by a handful of people throughout the world, from Joe Biden, the deep state in America, Klaus Schwab, and the World Economic Forum. And it's going to be up to all of you that hear these stories. Check it out. It's on the internet. And you have to be the ones that help us warn all the people, your children, your grandchildren, your families, your friends, your neighbors, your churches. It is now time for you, really, this is the time that you can lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven, and you can be a watchman on the wall with us.
All right, very good. There's some good news out there. One of them is a unanimous resolution by the Arizona GOP Executive Board denouncing the indictment of 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Whereas the Arizona Republican Party, dedicated to upholding justice and the rule of law, restoring faith in our constitutional republic, whereas Arizona Republican Party Chairman Jeff DeWitt and the Executive Board unanimously denouncing the communist, they use the word Democrat, unjust persecution and circumstances surrounding the indictments of Donald J. Trump, the 45th President of the United States, be it resolved that Arizona Republican Party firmly supports the rule of law. And this should be done by all of the red states, by every one of the red states, and strongly denounces the Democrats, and that's communist, blatant disregard for justice and their efforts to persecute President Trump and his supporters. Be it further resolved that the Arizona Republican Party unequivocally stands against this political persecution of President Donald J. Trump. We unanimously condemn the weaponization of the American justice system against political opponents of the current administration. So I have been telling people that you have no obligation whatsoever to give any recognition to any legitimacy. The Department of Justice is totally illegitimate, okay? Hebrews chapter 12 refers to it as a bastard. Bastard. They are totally illegitimate. If you take a look at the FBI now has become. So you are under no obligation to recognize that they have any authority. Now, they have power, right? But they have no authority. When the thug steps out of the alley, puts a gun to the back of your head, he's got power, but he's got no authority. And what they have done is they have criminalized our so-called Department of Justice. So we are at war.
Yeah, started with Eric Holder, though.
Pardon?
That was started with Eric Holder in 2008.
Yeah, Eric Holder should have been tried for treason. And so we saw what happened. That election was stolen. Look, you have to be a complete and total fool. Now, Mike Pence had to known that election was stolen because, look, when you see a guy that's turning out crowds 50, 60, 70,000 people, when you had a Trump train of 90 miles long in Arizona, when you come out here in Ohio and you go through Amish country with a Trump train, we did, and Amish buggies are lined up along with holding up Trump signs, and then you see a guy who's in his basement, and he has 10, 11, 12 people come out. And so
there weren't 100 people at his inauguration. That's how popular he is.
Yeah.
There weren't 100 people at his inauguration.
So you got to be a complete idiot to think that this guy won that election, okay? But not only on top of that, when you're watching the results come in at midnight and all of a sudden you see President Trump way ahead and then you see the numbers completely inverted right in front of your eyes. And then they're going to – you have people like Brett Baer and Chris Wallace asking you, are you going to believe them or your lying eyes, right?
Yeah.
That was one of Slick Willie's favorite statements. You going to believe me or my lying or your lying eyes?
Well, I mean, there were also, you know, those swing states that changed their laws unconstitutionally, and that was really the reason why I went to January 6th. Texas and then 17 states joined them, and the Supreme Court says that Texas doesn't have a standing in who wins the election. Really. That's why I thought there's right. Something historic is going to happen on this day then, you know. So, you know, I thought that, you know, there was a chance it was going to get thrown back and it would be figured out. But then when they just ramrodded it through, it was obvious what was. You know, if they really think Trump was trying to steal the election, they would have proven it. But they just used it for an excuse to ram it through without proving it, you know. So, you know. It's also crooked. Anybody that was watching, but, you know, it's kind of like what Hitler did by turning the Jews into, you know, subclass humans.
And Biden's trying to do that with Christians.
Well, they did that with Trump.
Yeah.
And they've got people so worked up with half lies, you know, and half truths about Trump that, you know, if everything they said about him was true, I'd hate him too.
Yeah,
but it's not true. It's not every time I chase down their stories. It's just a lie. It's a half truth. That's you know, that's a lie.
Well, Trump made a good point when he said, "Look, I'm the most innocent man in America. I was proven innocent time after time after time again."
Okay? Yeah, if you can be clean in real estate in New York, you're pretty doggone clean.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
and this whole thing.
When you're talking about that election, there were two big things that were just aside from all the other cheating, the mail-in ballots, the ballot harvesting. Regardless of all of that, you had the Zuckerbucks, the hundreds of millions of dollars poured in. That they said that alone changed the outcome of the election. That by itself would have
And then Twitter
had
also
that not happened would have changed. And then you had the hiding the Hunter Biden laptop and all the information. They said enough Democrat voters had said, well, if they knew any of that before the election, there were a lot of the old-fashioned, you know, not liberals, but just Democrats that would not have voted for Biden had they known. And they said that would have swung the election to Trump. So we had about four or five different things.
Oh, it was death by a thousand cuts. It was death by a thousand. They cheated every way there could be cheated.
The best election we've ever had probably in the world. I mean, we had to rival the banana republics. We had to rival Putin getting elected by, 90%? It was just about that bad.
Well, you know, not only that, but they had where you would have something like 300 to 400 votes coming in being counted from the same residence, from the very same residence, the same house, okay? They were getting funded. They were washing the money, laundering the money by getting people who made a one-time donation to the Democrats, usually these older or retired people, and they were using their names and addresses time and time and time again. People like George Soros and other criminals. We're using them to
17,000 donations.
Yeah.
No, that's what I call cheating.
Yeah. Yeah. You had, they interviewed, Epic Times interviewed the one woman. She said when she gave one time, she gave it to it, yet she was listed out there as giving 50, 60 times to the Democratic Party. And she's just one of many, many that were doing that.
Yeah, you're talking about James O'Keefe, though.
Yeah.
He's got a new army out everywhere that's chasing this stuff down. But yeah, there was a woman who was credited with giving $64,000 more than what she gave. So that's how they cover for foreign contributions, Chinese money. They just say, oh, well, this money didn't come from China. It came from this lady. And she gave $5,000, but yet she's credited with $65,000. Anyways, they cheated in every single possible way that you could cheat. You know, the Dominion machines, I don't care, you know, what the news tells you, they can be changed. It's funny, in 2016, a liberal professor in New York showed how you can change a vote on Dominion machines in 7 minutes with a screwdriver. You know, but now they want to act like, no, we didn't see that. That didn't happen. We don't know that Dominion machines can't do that. Well, come on. You know, anyway, it's just...
We found out they were online and were hooked to the internet, which meant that they were selling votes in Europe.
Right, but even so, I'm saying though, even the Democrats were talking about how it could be changed in 7 minutes with a screwdriver in 2016. Yeah. But then they changed their tune when they in 2020. But you know, I mean, after all of this, they just did it again at Kerry Lake in Arizona. You know, just basically slapped all the voters in Arizona, said, "No, we don't care what you want. We're stealing this election."
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and unbelievable. Not only that, but they were paid. The drug cartels were paying top bucks. Okay. To that Katie, what's her name?
Oh, the drug cartel's lawyer is her lawyer.
Katie Hobbs, yeah.
As
you know, there's the entire Democratic Party is totally corrupt from top to bottom. There may not be one single person in the Democratic Party that is not corrupt.
F. Kennedy.
Well.
Jr.
Yeah, he might be the only one.
Jr.
Yeah.
I'd vote for him.
Yeah, I think I would too. He's really out front.
I'd really want to see him as Trump's vice president.
He exposed a lot of the
his party because
criminal activity.
He is no way a liberal Democrat. There is nothing about him that's a liberal Democrat.
Yeah.
He may be an old blue dog Democrat, but that party left the station a long time ago.
A long, long time ago. How much time do we have? We're coming up to a break here. Okay. We're coming up to a break. When we come back, we got a whole lot more to cover. So, hang in there, folks. I'm gonna make Ted here. We're gonna give him an assignment during the break. So, have him prepared.
Okay.
You ready?
All right.
Okay. Here you go. Give it a countdown. 10. Right. 9. 8. 7.
See you on the other side.
3, 2, 1. I missed some numbers. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.